Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world. From the Minghui website, this week's top stories include Hong Kong, Human Rights Day parade and rally highlight persecution in mainland. Australia, media exposes Chinese consulate's failed attempt to block Falun Gong from Perth Christmas parade. Canadian MPs watch Letter from Masanja and call for practitioner Sun Qian's release. Australia, Vietnamese Australians rally to support Falun Gong on Human Rights Day. Chongqing man dies after decade-long persecution for his faith. And New Zealand, Falun Gong groups perform in 13 Christmas parades. Now for the stories.
Hong Kong, Human Rights Day parade and rally highlight persecution in mainland. Falun Gong practitioners in Hong Kong held a large rally and march on December 9th, the day before International Human Rights Day. They called for an end to the persecution of the meditation and spiritual discipline in mainland China and for the perpetrators to be brought to justice. The rally began at 10 a.m. at Civic Square. Several current and former Hong Kong legislators either spoke in person or had pre-recorded messages broadcast during the rally. They called upon the public to recognize the evil nature of the Chinese Communist Party. Kan Hung Chiang, spokesman for the Hong Kong Falun Dafa Association, said in his speech that the persecution has intensified since October. China's violation of human rights has worsened, he said. He said that mass arrests of Falun Gong practitioners have taken place in Jilin and Heilongjiang provinces. He added that the state-sanctioned killing of practitioners for organs is still going on. In addition, the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP, has extended its suppression to human rights lawyers, ethnic minorities, and other religious groups. After the rally, the parade of over 1,000 proceeded through the downtown and business districts and ended 4 hours later at the China Liaison Office in Hong Kong. Led by the Tianguo Marching Band, the parade consisted of several segments, each conveying a different message. How people around the world practice Falun Gong, efforts to counter the persecution, quitting the Communist Party, bringing the perpetrators to justice, and the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. Crowds of people gathered to watch the march. Ms. Lam, who came to Hong Kong from China 10 years ago, watched the march with her son. She said, "I often see Falun Gong practitioners' events. This is a special feature of Hong Kong," she said. "Here we have the freedom to gather, the freedom of speech and belief. It is not like this in China, where people may disappear from the world because of something they said." Several tourists from Beijing recorded the video of the march. Ms. Liu said she was amazed. "All the positive messages delivered by the march are so different than what I heard in China. It is so shocking," she said. "A few of my family members have seen Falun Gong marches in Hong Kong, but this is my first time. It is really a free land." As the march ended in front of the Hong Kong Liaison Office, the Tianguo Marching Band performed more songs. Mr. Li, a local citizen, praised the peacefulness of the march. He said, "It's wonderful. The government should fix its mistakes."
Australia. Media exposes Chinese consulate's failed attempt to block Falun Gong from Perth Christmas parade. Celestial Maidens, a waist drum team, a golden dragon, and a 5-meter-long float decorated with lotus flowers made up the Falun Gong entry in the annual Perth Christmas parade on the evening of December 1, 2018. More than 20,000 spectators watched the parade and were delighted by the Falun Gong practitioners' colorful costumes and energizing drum performance, and appreciated the practitioners' presentation of traditional Chinese culture in this annual event. Concerns were raised that China has been actively interfering in Australia's domestic affairs, When the General Consulate of China in Perth attempted to block practitioners from participating in the parade and was exposed. Mr. Lin, a spokesperson for the Perth Falun Dafa Association, said, "At around 10:30 a.m. on the morning of the parade, we received a phone call from the organizer, Seven West Media, telling us that our lead banner could not mention Falun Dafa, and the TV station reporting the event could not mention Falun Dafa either. About 1 hour later, another staff person from Seven West Media called Lin and said that practitioners would be allowed to participate, but they could only display one small Falun Dafa nameplate in front of the procession, and no participant could carry any banners mentioning Falun Dafa or wear t-shirts with Falun Dafa printed on them." According to Lin, the Falun Gong group has participated in this annual parade since 2008 and has never received any requests like this before, and other community groups did not have the same restrictions. The national newspaper, The Australian, subsequently reported that a man claiming he worked for the General Consulate of China in Perth called the parade organizer the day before the parade and told them to ban practitioners from participating. Ms. Lucy Zhao, director of the Falun Dafa Association of Australia, said, "Why should we allow the Chinese Communist Party to pressure members of parliament, elective representatives, or media and businesses to persecute and discriminate against a peaceful spiritual group in Australia? Australians won't allow the Chinese Communist Party to continue to infiltrate our country, destroy our human rights and our values." Paul Monk, former head of China analysis at the Defense Intelligence Organization of Australia, said that this was obviously political interference from Beijing. He remarked, "We should not be paying this kind of hypersensitive and nervous attention to what Beijing thinks, because this is not China. This is Australia."
Canadian MPs watch letter from Masangia and call for practitioner Sun Qian's release. The documentary film Letter from Masangia was screened in the Canadian Parliament on December 5, 2018. A senator and two members of Parliament sponsored the film screening. Many MPs in attendance told volunteers helping with the screening that they admired the courage of Falun Gong practitioners. Following the screening, many MPs called for attention to the plight of Falun Gong practitioners who are being persecuted in China, including Canadian citizen Sun Qian. Senator McFedrin was touched to tears by the film, which describes the story of Falun Gong practitioner Sun Yi, who was detained in one of China's most notorious labor camps. She said she worried about the plight of practitioner Miss Sun Qian, a Canadian citizen, and other practitioners who are being persecuted in China. What's happening to Canadian citizen Sun Qian and other Falun Gong practitioners is clearly a violation of UN Universal Declaration of Human Rights and the Convention Against Torture, Senator McFedrin said, adding, "It's time to regroup, reinforce, and to work even harder to bring her back to Canada." MP Harold Albrecht was also deeply moved by the film. He said, "The story tonight was very disturbing to see human rights are being violated in the prisons." Leon Lee, the director of the film, answered questions from MPs following the screening. Mr. Lee said, "I do hope Sun Yi's story will catch on and people will, through him, learn about many, many other people like him in China whose stories we do not know, who are risking their lives every day, even doing the mundane work of producing a flyer, a DVD for the public to know what's going on." MP Stephen Blaney said, "It is very inspiring. It's a lesson of courage, of hope, and also of vigilance. It sheds some light on the situation of human rights in China, of the challenges and the great courage of the individuals who want to make the situation way better." MP Cheryl Hardcastle said that despite how overwhelming these problems in China seem and how heartbreaking and anguishing, we should continue making efforts to effect change.
Australia. Vietnamese Australians rally to support Falun Gong on Human Rights Day. To commemorate Human Rights Day on December 10th, Vietnamese Australians from New South Wales gathered at the Cabramatta City Centre in suburban Sydney on Sunday, December 9th. Government officials, community leaders, and human rights advocates discussed the situation in China, in particular the brutality against Falun Gong practitioners. John Deller, spokesperson for the Falun Dafa Association in Australia, said that Vietnamese and Chinese have some things in common. Despite the fact that both groups have been victims of communism for decades, they've attempted to uphold their traditional values, which are consistent with Falun Gong's principles: truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. Mr. Deller added that because of its physical and spiritual benefits, Falun Gong is well accepted around the world. He pointed out that even when practitioners are detained and tortured in China for their belief, they treat their persecutors with compassion. The chairman of the New South Wales Vietnamese community said that he and the community support freedom of belief for Falun Gong practitioners. He said he always tells other Vietnamese about the persecution, whether they are inside Vietnam or overseas, so that they can help Falun Gong practitioners. He said that the Vietnamese community is against the persecution and these human rights violations. They want to help stop forced organ harvesting from Falun Gong practitioners and other prisoners of conscience. He said they would continue to inform people until the Chinese Communist Party stops the persecution. Emmy said that her three sisters practice Falun Gong and have gained better health. She said she watched Human Harvest last year, an award-winning documentary on forced organ harvesting in China. She recently watched the film again and said, "I think no other country in the world is removing organs from live people like China is doing. We cannot let this continue. I think people from all around the world should join together to stop it."
Chongqing man dies after decade-long persecution for his faith. A Chongqing man passed away on June 24, 2018, after years of detention and torture for refusing to renounce Falun Gong, a spiritual discipline that has been persecuted by the Chinese Communist regime since 1999. He was 77 years old. Mr. Gong Yangjiao became the 4,259th confirmed victim to have lost their lives in the persecution of Falun Gong. Because of strict information censorship, the actual death toll is expected to be much higher. Mr. Gong was first arrested in 2008 and given 1.5 years of forced labor. When his family visited him at a forced labor camp, they noted that he was emaciated and unable to walk and had an egg-sized bump on his leg. He said he had been brutally beaten. After repeated requests by his family, the labor camp released him on medical parole. Mr. Gong was arrested for the second time in 2015 for filing a criminal complaint against Jiang Zemin, the former leader of the communist regime, who ordered the persecution of Falun Gong in 1999. The authorities forced his son, who worked at the local judicial bureau, to send him to a brainwashing center where he was forced to watch more than 8 hours of propaganda videos attacking Falun Gong every day. When Mr. Gong refused to renounce Falun Gong, despite the intensive brainwashing, the authorities found a few psychology experts to pressure him and threatened to terminate his pension and fire his son. When Mr. Gong was released 7 months later, he was pale, weak, unable to eat, and had difficulty walking. Mr. Gong's latest arrest in April 2016, when he was studying Falun Gong books with several other practitioners. He was held at a detention center for 37 days before being transferred to a local brainwashing center where he was forced to watch propaganda videos slandering Falun Gong again. A court hearing for the practitioners was held between April and May 2017, during which he was required by the judge to write a statement renouncing Falun Gong. Mr. Gong refused to comply. He was sentenced to 2 years in prison and fined 3,000 yuan, on May 2, 2017. His health quickly declined after his arrest. He became unable to hold any food down and could only tolerate a liquid diet. His condition continued to deteriorate after he was released on medical parole. He passed away several months later in June 2018.
New Zealand. Falun Gong groups perform in 13 Christmas parades. Falun Gong practitioners participated in 13 Christmas parades in various cities in New Zealand on November 24th through December 9th, 2018. The practitioners' Dragon Dance Team won Best Participation Award in Waiuku. The last parade was held in Hamilton, the fourth largest city in New Zealand. Spectators applauded the Tianguo Marching Band. A student from India named Mohammed has been living in Hamilton for just a month. He took photos when the Tianguo Marching Band was rehearsing. He said he liked the band members' uniforms and the music, and that he was interested in learning more about Chinese culture and Falun Gong. A parade participant from another group said, "Falun Gong practitioners' message of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is amazing." A parade volunteer named Tracy said that she liked the band's music and was appalled when she learned that the Chinese Communist Party has tortured many practitioners to death. "Everyone should live in peace and have a safe environment. These are human rights." A Falun Gong practitioner named Song, who participated in the Hamilton parade, said, "We have participated in this Christmas parade every year for more than 10 years. Many came to take photos while we were decorating the float. Some came to ask about Falun Gong. Our participation in community events like this helps introduce Falun Gong to more people." Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.